I don't think that is anything to do with what the president said or when during his address at one of his rallies some few days ago. I think this has something to do with someone maybe who is trying to settle some scores, especially with his enemies, especially with the lawyer, and taking advantage maybe of what the president was saying. The president has his own way of dealing with that kind of a situation whereby he talked of some people who really played a part in these demonstrations that took place, and some people who really hijacked the agenda of any other people who wanted to demonstrate to turn this thing into an ugly thing.
So, but at the end of the day, if a president makes such utterances, I guess there are some people who can end up doing some of these things. Is it not the case, Mr. Kauli?
It's very true. It happens because some people at times would want to appear as if they are doing the right thing, but well, maybe they want to. Let's say if somebody knows it pretty well that the very somebody was involved maybe in doing ABCD during those days, someone then will then come in and say, okay, and take advantage of that and to fake maybe a score. Maybe one is an enemy or is jealous of him, but it's a really an unfortunate situation. But that was, they are doing it just maybe to advance their agenda. But the president was simply saying people who contributed to doing wrong things during those demonstrations will be punished. And there is nothing that, there's no way they can avoid punishment. That was what the president was saying.
Mm.
Because he was bitter, the president is bitter about the way some doctors and lawyers behave, especially those human rights lawyers and some of these doctors. It would appear as if some of them really were part of the of these people who were planning dirty things during the demonstrations. They were part of those people, and actually they were helping them to achieve whatever they wanted to achieve.
Not that they wanted to represent them when they're in court, or maybe just treat them if ever they were injured. I thought maybe that's their job, to actually treat people when they're doctors and take care of those that are going through the legal system, if they are lawyers. I guess so, Mr. Kauli.
No, it has nothing to do with that, Gibbs. I think these people, all they wanted to exaggerate this kind of a situation, to say there is a problem here. People are being butchered, and they will say at the end of the day, hey, you are representing them. I was observing, some of the things that happened is that some of these lawyers, the same lawyers that we're talking about, they are MDC lawyers.
Do these people not have a right, Mr. Kauli, to actually represent those that they feel should be represented somehow?
Honestly speaking, they have a right. And it is their right is even enshrined in the new constitution. They have a right to demonstrate, and they have a right to represent whoever they want to represent. But what is wrong is when they start doing wrong things, like when these human rights people consider a situation after the demonstration to say people are being arrested, people are being beaten, while they forget that the very same people who are being punished are the people who destroyed the property and all these other dirty things that they did, burning property and destroying property and blocking roads and all sorts of things. You can't tolerate a situation whereby people do such things and go unpunished like that. No, it can't.
Yeah, but the president's utterances have actually been criticized by some people who are saying he's not supposed to say what he said. So they are saying, you know, he was offside in this case. Don't you think so?
No, the president was not offside because, as you can see, let's go back again to that situation whereby people demonstrated the way they did. This was, I bet, the people by people with their political agenda. And they managed to do whatever they wanted, because already as we speak, some people lost property, stores were destroyed everything, has looted things. You know, these are the people who are hiding behind a demonstration. And it really, it calls for the president, the head of state, to come out in the open and say, if you do it again, we are going to meet somewhere. And you are going to be punished. And you are not going to tolerate a situation whereby people do things the way they want. And especially when it comes to violating other people's rights. The Constitution says people must demonstrate peacefully, not to destroy other people's property and to disturb other people while they are doing their work during the day.